conversations with gospel artists, pastors. Our faith is what got us through all the troubles and disasters. Indeed, we fell short, but the Lord never passed us. Our belief in God is the most important factor. It's the Velika B Project. You're now tuned in to the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B, lover of God, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. Sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation.
Founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen, we have Montre Tisdale, and we also have Dee Beverly Crawford in the building. All right, Trey, help her out real quick.
Yeah! Everybody, y'all welcome her in. She is the legendary. She is multi-award winner, stellar award winning, all of that good stuff. She done performed on all of that. She's the OG in gospel.
OG.
It's the one and only. Beverly Crawford, we love you so much. How are you doing?
I love you all more. I'm doing fine. You know, I just turned 60, so you know, I'm still trying to learn all this technology stuff.
Listen, you're doing good. I know Trina and them normally help you with all this.
Yes, they do. I'm like, and they running out to get something to eat, and I'm like, I'm so lost. And Pastor Todd trying to help, but we just two old messed up people.
Hey, y'all figured it out. Y'all
we
weren't did. Defeated
we kept
tonight.
Working. We kept working. That's right.
Good. So did you have a good birthday? Happy belated birthday to you. You had a good birthday.
Happy birthday. Listen, it was the best. Thank you. It was the best birthday ever. I'm telling you. And I'm still getting gifts. I'm still getting birthday wishes. People are still loving on me, and they, you know, it's good when you can celebrate all year. You know, I'm still people saying, I want to take you out on you, but we need to plan it. I was like, for real? And it's over. You still want to take me out for my, yes. So I said, okay.
That's it. Hey, what you say? Okay. What time?
I knew that's right. Cause I used to like, you know, say, oh no, nah, don't do that. Don't worry about it. And you know, and it starts says, stop missing your blessing. Stop messing your blessing up.
Come on.
And it was just like I was in Nashville for the Doves.
Yeah.
And we were at the airport getting ready to fly back home. And so I went to get something, get me and Pastor Todd something to eat. So when I was standing up there getting ready to pay for my food, this young man walks up and he says, please let me pay for y'all food. I said, huh? I said, no. And then I had to remember what my spirit told me. Stop refusing people when they want to be a blessing to you because you're making them miss their blessing. And that's exactly what he said. He said, listen, I've been following you ever since my grandmother watched you with Bobby Jones 30 years ago. And he said, to this day, my grandmother's gone. He said, but I still love you and I want to be a blessing to you. And I was like, wow, that really blessed me. It really blessed me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I want you to know, Mama, you look amazing. You look
great. You
sound great. You know, and who was that the other day? We were talking about you and how you age and you don't seem to lose your flavor. You being still a good boy, still dancing, still wearing your heels, all of that.
God is good. That's all I got to say. God is so good. He has been amazing to me, and I can't help but give him glory and give him thanks. Yes.
Absolutely. And speaking of good, you got a good single out.
Yes!
Lord, you are.
This.
Wow.
That I am so excited about. Lord, you are good. Most people know about Todd Galbraith recording it, and one day, I was going through something and I heard that song on the radio.
Wow.
And that thing stuck with me because it met me right where I was. You know, Lord, you're good. You've been so good. And I said, you know, one day I'm going to sing that song.
Wow.
And we were at a conference and something happened with the track. So Todd was telling the people to tell me, sing something while we get the track ready. So the guy came and whispered to me and said, sing something because we're trying to get your track worked out. And that song came to my mind and I sung that song that night. And I'm telling you, it took about 20 to 30 minutes for them, for us to get back, get everything back together again, so I can even do a track, because it was wow. It was incredible. And after that, me and Todd said, you know what? I think I want to record this. And wow. We called Todd up, and he said, hey, I would love for you to do this. I will be so honored. And wow. The Lord afforded it that at this time that we were able to record. Got a young man by the name of David Outing, and he produced that and put his little touch to it and added a little Beverly Crawford to it. And this is what the results of this new single is. Lord, You Are Good. Wow. That has been blessing people. I laugh all the time because I just left San Antonio, Texas, and a 90-year-old mother told me, she said, listen, I just had my granddaughter to download that song for me, because you told me if I didn't know how to do it, to have my grandchildren do it. And I had my granddaughter. She said, I downloaded your song. And that blessed me, that is still blessing people. And really what's blessing me is the new generation that is still loving my music. That's blowing me away. And I'm like, wow, you're only 16, you're only 5, and you talking about you love my music, you know? And that's just amazing to me. And I'm so grateful that what I do can still bless people, that people are still touched, that people are still healed, delivered, and set free, and that their lives are changed for the better. I'm just so grateful. And I'm grateful for this single that is blessing people already. And if you don't have it, go download it. And I tell you, if you don't know how to do it, ask your grandkids. They will definitely download. They may download some more stuff, but
they're going to download what you ask them first.
They'll download it. They sure will. They sure will. Yeah.
Y'all got to go get it. Lord, You Are Good by Beverly Crawford, a brand new single. It is amazing. And when you hear it, she got her own touch to it in the beginning. You're going to hear like a transition. It's almost like she's coming to the new generation.
That's right.
And it's amazing. I love it. At the end, she still give you that traditional Beverly Crawford sound.
Beverly Crawford.
I mean, she chirps me so bad. Every morning I play it on my radio show. And I'll be in there just about to buck out. You know, when it get good to you can't dance, you got to just have a Baptist fit.
Right.
I'll be...
That part right there.
Yeah, you just have to have a Baptist fit. And
you got to have a Baptist fit, start wiping out everything around you.
Right. Oh, and I appreciate you so much, Montreux. You always support my music and my ministry. And I just thank God for you all. Just continue to support me. And people don't have to do that. They don't have to. So I say thank you all so, so much.
Absolutely. And you know that. Listen, you just performed, where was it, Auntie? She performed at, was it with one of the William brothers? You did something on a televised show.
When we did the, for the BET, to the Honors Award.
That was it.
We were honoring the Hawkins family.
Absolutely. She slammed, you slammed so bad. I get so tickled. Yes, you
y'all know we don't know how to act. I said, now I don't know why y'all invite me. Y'all know I'm gonna have me some.
And you have it every single time. And I'll be tickled because
I'll be trying to behave myself. You know, I'll be trying to be. I said, okay, I'm gonna be professional and I'm not gonna do all that jumping around. I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna get off this stage. But man, the Holy Ghost be messing me up, man.
Every time.
That's right. Every time.
You came out to my church twice. My church is here in McDonough, Georgia, Tabernacle of Praise Church International.
Yeah.
All right. So Trey, the first time she came out, it was just something about the energy in the room that day.
Wow.
It was very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother got on stage.
Come on.
And let me tell you, there's a difference between a singer and a minister.
Come on.
When I tell that she ministered. In that room, I was looking at Pastor like, bro, he ain't got the pretty, he ain't got the pretty.
Come on.
She don't did that. So I know that you have been doing this for years. Yeah. And again, I'm seeing a lot of singers on stage and not ministers. So what keeps you going in that ministry lane when you get on the stage?
You know, because what I do is I give it to God. Mm-hmm. And this is my prayer before I even get on stage, before I move. I say, God, it's not about me. Right. It's all about you. I want you to get the glory, not Beverly. I don't want any glory. I want you to get the glory. I want somebody's life changed. I want somebody delivered, healed, saved, and set free. Yeah. Whatever they're going through, I want breakthrough to happen. And so what I do, I give it to God. And I totally out the people, because I know once he give it to me, it's going to bless them. And when it bless them, then he going to do what he do. Because see, a lot of times if you go on stage and you look at the people, some of them will discourage you. Some of them will, you know, you'll feel that coldness. You'll say, wait a minute, what in the world is going on here? Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, wait a minute. When I feel that coldness, I say, oh, devil, you got the right one now.
Right.
We're going to break this. And so I go into warfare. I go into worship. I go into praise. And I totally block out the people and say, God, you do what you're going to do. And I give it to him. And that's why I may have maintained to be who God has called me to be and haven't changed. Of course, I tried to change for some people because it said professionally, you don't need to do all that. Man, after God got through whipping me, don't invite me if you don't want me to do what God called me.
That part right there.
And that's right. Don't ask me to be on your record, your record company or nothing. I'm going to be me. And that's what I have learned, that I have to please God and not man.
That is amazing. And for many new artists like myself and new directors and songwriters and musicians, man, Andre Simmons Frank, I see you, bro. She giving us nuggets tonight. You know, I'm a kid in a candy store. Anytime she talks, you know, I'm just like, I'm just listening, because she has so much wisdom. God. And when you get an artist like her that has sustained her whole career, that has had records, has never had any dry spurts in her career, man, that is God's favor and anointing. Mm-hmm. And she's telling us how to do it. And she's always humble. She's always approachable. Man, when was that? I remember I took her somewhere for a concert and it was packed. And they were asking for pictures, and I'm like, oh my God, we never gonna get out of here. I thought after a while, she was gonna say, okay, that's enough, you know, thank y'all for having me. She took a picture with every single person. Come on, man, they not doing that no more. You're talking about a legend. And most of the time, my generation, like, oh no, I ain't doing no picture. We going out the side door. She took a picture with every single person that was in that church.
Right.
And I know she was tired because she sung about 40 minutes in church. Miracle. I mean, y'all know the kid here don't ever get tired. She wore me out that night and took pictures with every single person, man, that was in that church.
You know, the thing is that I've been there when I went up to other artists and they treated me cold. Or they wouldn't speak. They didn't give you the time of day. And I promised the Lord, I would never, ever do that. If I can't get to you, if I can't shake your hand, I want to be able to smile so hard so you can feel the love from me from a distance. You know, because it's been some of those moments where we couldn't sign autographs. We weren't able to hug or to be able to take a picture. So there are moments where you can't do it. But when I get those moments that I can, listen, I'm going to take a picture with you. I'm going to sign autographs if I can, and love on people, because I've been there where people didn't love on me. And I promise, what is it going to hurt you to sign autographs? What is it going to hurt you to take a picture? Because that little picture may change that person's life. I got kids now, 30 years, 40 years ago, still send me the picture. Do you remember when we took this picture together? I still got it.
Yep.
See? I still have it. It's a little young man. I think he started when maybe he was about 6 from Carolina. He started drawing pictures of me. And they was like, you need to throw them pictures away. That little boy, he would be drawing what I wore that night.
Oh, and my
this
God.
Day, I kept them all. I got them all in my thing. He just hit me up the other night. He's a grown man now.
Wow.
And he just sent me a photo of the pictures that he drew again. I'm getting ready to put them out on my page for my birthday. And I'm telling you, those little moments, you don't know, life changing. That
Jesus.
Little same little young boy was homeless. His same little boy, mother them, didn't know how they was going to eat. I remember him reaching out to me, and I did my research and my homework to make sure before I sent anything, before we did anything, that they were legit. And it was, and we were able to reach out to their pastor, get them some help. And now they're doing good. You know, those little moments that you never know will change a person's life.
God.
That little young man told me, he said, me drawing you and you responding back meant the world to me. He said, because there were many days I went to be at home. There were many days I didn't know how we were going to survive because we kicked out of one place and another place. And so it is an honor. That's why I tell people, be careful how you treat people, because you may it says you may be entertaining an angel unaware, but you never know who you're entertaining. You never know what that person is going through at that moment, or why they want to meet you so bad, or why they want to shake your hand and see what you feel like. Oh man, child, they don't need to talk to me. Oh, I'm too busy, you know, or I've gotten too big. Let me tell you something. I tell them like this, honey, people know your song today, and tomorrow they'll be like, now who sung that song?
Deliver us.
See? You can be quick. You could be here today, gone tomorrow. So I always think about that. God. So every moment I have, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that people still want to hear me. I'm grateful that I'm still out here being able to put music out here. I'm grateful that even during the pandemic, before the pandemic, people still called me. I didn't have a record out. People still, God put people in, put your name in people's mouths in business meetings and say, go get them. Why don't you go? I'm telling you, just stay humble. My mom always told me, she said, Beverly, your gift will make room for you. You don't have to knock nobody down. You don't have to push nobody out the way. Just stay humble. Albertina Walker told me something. She said, Beverly, stay in the way. And I was like, stay in the way? What you mean stay in the way? And what she was saying, you stay visible. Go to the conferences. Show yourself at other people's programs. Unexpected. You know, just make yourself presence known. Show up at Bobby Jones. One singing nothing, one on no program, but just show there and just be there to encourage other artists and love on them. And that's has stuck with me to this day. And that's what I do. And I promise the Lord that whatever advice I have, whatever I can share with somebody, I am willing to share it. Because there were many times somebody did not share it with me.
That's true.
Wow. Oh my gosh. She said a mouthful. Mm-hmm. Andre, bro, I'm telling you, y'all have got to go get her new single, Lord, You Are Good by Beverly Crawford. I'm telling you, she's a powerhouse. If y'all think this is something, don't go to her revivals. Don't go to her tent. Don't go to her tent revivals. I'm telling you, don't go to her concert. I'm here to tell you she is the truth. I'm telling you some for real stuff, and I'm not. Y'all know I don't give no fluff. She is the real truth. I'm telling you, I have seen times this woman has turned a concert into a flat out revival. Like start laying hands.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, they don't make them like you no more. That are just Holy Ghost filled and shift the room and humble and come off and nice and hug and greet people and pray for people and sending people money when you don't have money to eat. They don't make them like you no more.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, I thank God that He has given us you, even with me. Most legends, it's hard to get them to embrace the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
The way we dress, our sound, and how loud we are, and how much we scream or doing all the riffs and the runs. You don't find legendary artists that still like, you know, I'm rocking with the new generation. I'm supporting new generation. She has supported everybody. Like, I can honestly say that.
Yeah.
Even I know some stuff that I wasn't even confident in putting out. Like, oh, that may be too edgy. Mm-hmm. She still shared it. She still supported it. She still go get my child stuff. Still go get my nephew. She did. And I'm just like, wow. Like, even birthdays. She support right. on birthday, man. Like I'm telling y'all, yes. you're amazing. I thank God for you. I want y'all to go get her new single. Lord, you are good. I want y'all to support her. Go get all her music. If you're a real fan like me, you still be bumping the own stuff. Mine's on the way. You know.
That's right.
You remember that? Oh,
yes, yes. And people still. The funny thing is that they're going on YouTube and pulling those old songs. Like even with me and my sisters, the camp sisters from Bobby Jones days.
Yes.
And I just laugh, but I also. I'm happy because it's blessing them. So
yes.
that means the world. That same mother that I told y'all about, the 90-year-old mother, she said, I'm going to go and have my daughter to finish downloading all your music just because you spoke to me, just because I took a picture with her.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. So y'all go support her. Tell us what you got coming up. Anything new coming up? Any city you're going to be in?
Listen, I'm so excited. I've been traveling like a crazy woman. God has been good. And they can always go to my website, BeverlyCrawfordMinistries.com. And my schedule is on there. They can also go to Beverly Crawford, the singer on Facebook, Beverly Crawford, the singer on Instagram, and follow me. And follow Todd, my husband, Todd Crawford. And y'all can follow us there. Our church here in Gainesville, Florida, Landmark Holy Temple of God, where we pastor, and my father's church. And so they can always follow us there or come see us. You know what I'm saying? And,
come on.
Good fellowship. And if you hear that we're anywhere near you, please come out. And we would love to have you, whether I'm speaking, whether I'm in revival, whether I'm doing a full concert, come out. We're preparing to do a live recording next year, if the Lord's will.
Wow. And,
so we're working on that. So right now we're pushing this single and getting it out there and getting it in people's spirit and also working on more music. And so we can do a live recording. Y'all know I'm a live girl.
Listen, if you get her and Mike Burrell together, you can hang it up. I'm telling you, they are crazy. I love it. Yeah. So I want y'all to go support her. Get a new single, Lord, You Are Good. Everywhere you download music, everywhere you stream music, it's there. She's going to be coming to a city near you. And I'm telling you, y'all going to have some good church. Y'all better go see her. Y'all going to have some good church.
I forgot, Pastor Todd and I, we just finished a book called Marriage, Music, and Ministry. We have been married 41 years this November. We'll put a book together. So we're trying to release all that next year. And so y'all keep listening out for it.
Yay. Let's do it. I'm excited. Yes. I love you so much. Thank
we
you for
love
coming
you
and hanging out with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
God and we're going to see you soon.
Yes. God bless.
Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Go get the new single, Lord, You Are Good. Available everywhere you download music and stream music. It is there. And go purchase it and support Mama Beth. Y'all know we crazy about her, all right? So go support her. And I want y'all to honor and celebrate my boss lady in all her glory tonight. The one and only Valika B. She's the founder and CEO of this platform. Y'all know I'm crazy about my boss lady. I love you so much, Auntie.
Love you too. Thank you guys so much for supporting Set Apart and Chosen. This is New Music Monday. Until next week or whenever. God bless. We love you. Bye.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Valika B Project with your host, Valika B. Until next time we meet, be blessed. The Valika B Project.